Alarmist UN Chief Guterres decries climate-related carnage from apocalyptic flooding. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 28, 2023. The United Nations Alarmist-in-Chief Antonio Guterres has denounced climate-related carnage in Pakistan caused by apocalyptic flooding. Apparently unable to sympathize with those in need without invoking the bogeyman of global warming, Guterres took advantage of Pakistan's flooding plight to advance his crusade against the climate crisis. "I will never forget the climate-related carnage I saw after apocalyptic flooding submerged a third of Pakistan," the UN chief declared Wednesday on Twitter, now X. "I call on donors and international financial institutions to make good on their funding pledges in support of recovery efforts as soon as possible." In a separate tweet Wednesday, the veteran Portuguese socialist asserted that the climate emergency is threatening the very survival of communities and economies that depend on tourism, before touting green investments as well as investing in sustainable tourism. According to the UN Secretary General, "those working for real climate action are on the right side of history since the battle to stop global warming constitutes the fight of our lives." Guterres' bombast has been heating up much faster than the environment. Just this month, Guterres said that humanity must urgently find solutions to climate change because it has opened the gates of hell. "Horrendous heat is having horrendous effects," Guterres warned in his opening remarks at the UN Climate Ambition Summit in New York. "Distraught farmers watching crops carried away by floods, sweltering temperatures spawning disease, and thousands fleeing in fear as historic fires rage." This summer, he said that the era of global warming has ended. "The era of global boiling has arrived," emphasis added. He also claimed that the dog days of summer are not just barking, they are biting, adding that the climate breakdown has begun. Guterres has placed the blame for the climate crisis on our fossil fuel addiction, insisting that climate is imploding faster than we can cope. While wild hyperbole and theatrical rhetoric may work in advertising, one cannot help but wonder whether they do not diminish the seriousness of Mr. Guterres' case and indeed of his office. Follow at Williams Rome.